Macmillan Audio presents The Midnight Dog of the Repo Man by W. Bruce Cameron, read for you by George K. Wilson. "What kind of dog doesn't want to go for a walk?" I demand of my basset houndish canine, who has responded with a sigh of disgust to my invitation for a stroll around the block. Jake's stocky legs, which are barely long enough to keep his stomach from dragging when he's upright, don't even twitch as I slap my thighs and give a low whistle. "You go." His mournful deep brown eyes seem to be saying, "I'll sleep." "Dogs love walks. It's what they live for," I insist. Jake's expression indicates he thinks those other mutts are idiots. When I kneel down to look at him more closely, stroking his huge velvet ears, he presses his eyes closed and tries to get his brown, white, and black body to blend in with the beige carpet. "Haven't you read the dog manual?"
"You can't see me. My eyes are closed."
He's a new dog, and we're still getting used to each other. Well, not new, in the sense that he recently slid down the birth canal. He made that trip maybe 8 years ago. But new to me, as is the experience of owning my own pet. The last time I lived with a dog, it was a family Labrador named Spooky, who was so determined to catch squirrels he would plunge through screen doors and leap out of car windows. I was 6 years old, and it was my job to clean up after Spooky in the backyard, which was how I knew he was supplementing his dog food diet with unauthorized enhancements such as my sister's doll clothes. Jake, however.